last Tuesday at this time, there was all sorts of anticipation and concern and excitement and nervousness and speculation as the clock ticked down to the time when President Trump said that he would be making an announcement. The announcement of the individual whom he had chosen to fill the vacant spot on the United States Supreme Court. And why was there excitement on the part of some while nervousness on the part of others? The justices who sit on the Supreme Court wield a considerable amount of power and influence as they shape policy which will govern laws in the United States in a very far-reaching and long-lasting way. Not nearly as far-reaching and long-lasting, however, are the policies and decrees made in the most supreme court of all, in which there sits just one judge. The Apostle Paul, speaking to a crowd in the city of Athens, made this proclamation. He, that is God, has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all men by raising him from the dead. Words which echo portions of a sermon given by Peter, also recorded in Acts, where he said, "He, Jesus, is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead." The need for courts and judges is recognized by people around the world. There is broad understanding of the need to have some entity in place which has the final say in matters pertaining to law. Otherwise, all sorts of different problems and disputes would remain unresolved. Consequently, those who formed our government saw to it that there was an entity in place, a court, which is designed to make final judgments in all sorts of cases. And there are some similarities between the Supreme Court of the United States and the Supreme Court which God has established in heaven. First of all, the judges in both courts have to be appointed. A justice on the Supreme Court of the United States has to be appointed by the president. Similarly, God is the one who appointed the judge to fill the court of heaven. God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world by a man whom he has appointed. Paul states that God is the one who will judge, but he will do so in connection with a man, the man who is also God. Just as God created the world through his Son, Jesus, he will also judge the entire world through his Son, Jesus. The Lord said in the Gospel of John, "The Father has given all judgment to the Son." Another similarity that can be seen between the courts in Washington and the court in heaven is that those who are positioned as judges are given that position for life. Life-term appointments, they are called. Justices on the U.S. Supreme Court can legally hold on to that position for as long as they live. And, of course, Jesus will hold his position for as long as he lives. Yes, there are some striking similarities between the two institutions. But there are also a number of ways in which Jesus' position as judge in the Supreme Court of heaven far outweighs all those positions held by human judges in earthly courts. Consider that fact about lifetime appointments. That expression for life means something entirely different for human courts and human justices in Washington than it does for Jesus. Life term for a U.S. justice means that he or she will be on the bench for a number of decades at the most. But for Jesus, that means that he will be judge forever. God has fixed a day by which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all men by raising him from the dead. Every earthly judge ends up in the grave. Jesus is the judge who rose up from the grave. And the reason he rose is because he perfectly fulfilled the assignment, the mission given to him, to redeem the entire world through the shedding of his holy blood. Nothing can remove Jesus now from the position of being in supreme authority over all things that exist. Then there is the matter of insight. try as they might, even the most noble and honorable of human justices are incapable of flawless reasoning and faultless verdicts. Not so with Christ. God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. Nothing escapes Jesus' attention. Nothing can be kept from his view. He sees all, knows all, and therefore all of his decisions, all of his directives and judgments are fair and correct. Your word is true from the beginning, lauds the psalmist, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Yes, the extent to which the judgments of a U.S. court can affect us and those of heaven are also dramatically different. At the most, judgments made by U.S. judges can affect our lives only as long as we happen to be on this earth. But the decrees of Jesus affect eternity. None of his rulings will ever be overturned. If the decisions in heaven's court could be reversed, as is possible with human courts, our lives would be filled with question marks and our future would be frighteningly unclear. But the decrees of Christ cannot be touched or altered or changed, nor are they something that we'll have to wait for to know what they will all be. Nobody knows what kind of rulings will come out of the U.S. Supreme Court in upcoming years, but as children of God through faith, we know that all of the decrees of the Lord will be a benefit to us directly, and we know exactly what some of those decrees are going to be, even before they take place. There will, for example, be no surprises on Judgment Day for the believers. He has already told us exactly what he will say to those who have shunned his salvation. Depart from me, you cursed. And he's already told us what he will say to those who look to him solely for life and forgiveness. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It is a blessing to have a court system in our country, culminating in the Supreme Court, to which every one of us can turn if need be. But it's so much better and greater that there is a Supreme Court in heaven, with Jesus as its judge. Imagine if Neil Gorsuch, that's the name of the man whom President Trump has appointed, imagine if he were one of your neighbors, or he was somebody who was a classmate in college, or is perhaps one of your cousins. Wouldn't that create a great sense of calm, knowing that somebody who knows you and is concerned about you is in a position of such authority and power and influence? How much more calming and reassuring it should be then to know by faith that we are the relatives of the one who sits on the bench in the Supreme Court of heaven. He rules over the entire universe. He will right any injustices experienced by his children. His judgments are flawless in every respect. Nothing can change what Jesus has or will decree, and what he has decreed above all is that all who put their trust in him will be saved. Love that knows no ending, blood that did redeem, these we have in Jesus Christ, the judge who rules supreme. A hymn which speaks of his judgments is hymn 331, stanzas 2, 4, and 6. Hymn 331, the even stanzas 2, 4, 6 in LSB.